The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode of the Just Saying podcast. I'm your host, Justin Martindale, and this week's guest, I'm so excited. She is an author, a superstar, a singer-songwriter, host of the Bald and the Beautiful podcast with Trixie Mattel. She's also on tour right now with the Bald and the Beautiful and the co-host of the Bald and the Beautiful podcast. You know her, your lover, your dad calls her Katya. It's Katya.
Buongiorno. Buonasera.
So good to see you.
Oh, the feeling is mutual.
Yes, I'm so stoked. We're gonna have such a good time. How are you, first and foremost?
I'm great.
Mentally.
Super good. Super good. But it's 1:10 p.m.
Uh-huh.
I've been awake for about 4 hours.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Yeah.
I had a little bit of a late night, but I feel great. I had a wonderful breakfast.
Good.
Great. I was surrounded by wonderful people.
You were surrounded by people eating breakfast?
No. I just generally I'm surrounded by wonderful people, which really buoys the spirit day to day. I don't have time for haters.
No one does.
Toxic people.
In this climate?
I cut them out of my life.
Good. It's the best. Isn't it the best feeling?
I say, you toxic person.
Yep.
I show them the door. And then I say, never again.
Well, you do it differently. I'll get like a haunted amulet and trap their souls in it forever.
That takes too long.
I know. Well, tomato, tomato. Well, glad you're here. I actually saw you when I was in Canada. I actually saw you in Trixie's show.
Did you like it? Now be honest.
It was good.
Was it boring?
No, it was amazing.
Too long?
No.
Too long?
It wasn't too long. It was insane.
Were we ugly? Ugly? Were we ugly?
Yes. I was like, these poor burn victims, like, just give them a moment to shine.
How far away were your seats? Because that depends.
They were far.
Good.
But we were in the little balcony pods.
Oh, perfect. Because then you watch the screen. And the screen has a filter on it.
It was very fun. You guys were great. It was crazy because we got to actually look out and just see everybody. You know,
all the mental illness.
Sold it out.
Yeah.
Sold it out, and then we tried to go say goodbye to you guys, and y'all were already in that Sprinter van going to Palm Springs.
Oh, yeah, we were like, as soon as I step off the stage, the wig is ripped off, and I'm sprinting to the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, hey, Julia Roberts is back. I don't care.
Who?
No, it's like, I think that was probably the last, you say it was L.A. or San Diego?
Close, Canada.
Where in Canada?
You were in Just for Laughs in Montreal. That's Canada.
Montreal.
Oh, she's busy. She had breakfast.
Montreal.
I know.
That was a while ago.
It was like in the summer. July?
Not this summer.
It was this summer.
You saw the podcast.
Yeah. The podcast. Oh, the live show.
I thought you meant you saw Trixie and Katya live.
Well, I did, but it was...
No, but the, our
I didn't see the live show. I saw the Bald and the Beautiful live.
Oh, okay.
Totally different shows.
That show was a little... It's funny you said that show was okay.
Uh-huh.
I remember. The next show, I think, was in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
I love Minneapolis.
Me too.
It's a cool city.
But Montreal, there was a couple of moments during that performance where I was like, I don't know what to say next. And I almost kind of like panicked, but you know, we're pretty good at like going back and forth. But it was like, we had no idea what to talk about.
At that show?
Uh-huh.
Well, it didn't show. It didn't read at all.
That's really wonderful.
Y'all were really funny. It was fantastic. And I was like, God damn it. They make it look so easy. Effortless.
Well, media, you know, never mind. I'm going to like stop being so self-deprecating because it's hurting my mental health.
You didn't even say anything self-deprecating.
I know. I stopped myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I need to take some notes.
Well, I have a therapist now. You know, and this is neither here nor there, but I wouldn't mind being stooped by him, although that would not be.
Do you have a hot therapist?
it's not so much that he's hot, he's very attractive. It's just that the role is so, you know, it lends itself to falling in love, and, you know, so easily. You know what I mean? The vulnerability.
He gets me.
Not even that. He's like, he's going to fix me.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Which, of course, is not true, but.
He's like, oh, he's right. I am broken. Stitch me up, doc.
But I'm the type of person that I have no boundaries, and I am not a stranger to, like, divulging personal information right off the bat.
So I didn't let everyone know.
Any time.
Really?
I was like, hi, I'm Brian. Like, most, you know, most, like, hidden secrets, and I just, like, went for it. So, but that's what therapists are for.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. And they're like, well, at least I don't have to, like, dig, you know?
Thank you.
It's like, open the lid, there's all the demons.
And also, he vaguely knew who I was, so that helped a lot, too, because then I don't have to explain drag queen.
Oh, yeah. That would be a lot.
It's so humiliating.
Drag?
Well, explaining it. Like, when I'm in a taxi, and they're like, what do you do for a living? I was like,
oh, no, here we go.
I told customs once, they were like, what were you doing in London? I was like, I dressed up like a woman and I acted a fool.
Right this way.
And then they go like, yeah. They didn't ask any more questions.
See, that's how I am when I'm like in an Uber or a Lyft, when they're like, oh, what do you do? I'm like, finance.
If you say comedian, they'll be like, tell me a joke.
Oh, it's the worst.
Tell me a joke.
I was wearing a Comedy Store shirt, like, down the street, and someone's like, hey, Comedy Store. And I thought he recognized me, but he just recognized the shirt. And I was like... Yes.
Yeah.
And he's like, tell me a joke. And I go, I'm off the clock.
Yeah, he's like, do you have $30?
Yeah. 30? God, I wish.
I did that once when I was like, I made the mistake of saying I'm an entertainer and comedian, but I never call myself comedian. But he was like, tell me a joke. And I told him the one joke I know, which was, what did the gay necrophiliac say about his ex-lover? Ugh, that rotten asshole split on me again. And he did not like it, did not laugh,
didn't like it at all?
Nope.
Why?
Nope, because it was probably a little too blue for him.
Oh, that was? That was pretty good.
The gay or the necrophilia, I'm not sure which
one.
Let's
just go with the gay. It's, you know, it's always like, wait
a
minute.
That's a pretty good pun.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's a good one. That was in like a Highlights magazine, probably like in the 90s. I love that one.
Men's Health.
Well, it is. Oh, Men's Health.
Did you used to jerk off to that?
No.
Do you still? Do you still jerk off to that?
To Men's Health?
Yeah.
No.
No, never.
Do I look like I do?
How old are you?
41. Same.
Really?
No. What do you mean?
Age ain't nothing but a number. Your skin is beautiful.
I look great. And when I say my age, people are like, what?
How about that thick, full, luscious head of Italian hair?
How'd you know it was Italian?
The hair.
Work.
I'm Irish, Swedish, German, and all alcoholic roots. So I got nothing.
Like Downton Abbey cellar people?
Like, I'm still in the drawing room.
Yeah.
That's like my kind of heritage. Like,
ate boiled potatoes and drank rye in the 1800s.
Big red alcoholic nose, hump, like lose your hair at 20.
Mm-hmm.
Bunions on the feet, got to cut the holes in the shoes.
Sweeney Todd stand in.
Oh. Yeah. I wish.
But
look at your hair. Personally, I love being bald. It's easy. It's breezy.
It is.
No fuss. And I never had good hair to begin with. This is sensational.
Thank you so much. That means a lot because I feel if I was bald, like I have.
Dog.
No. No. Just kidding. Full on alien queen realness. Like, ooh, the like silhouette.
The boy queen.
Like that would be the shape of my head.
But then you just get a fierce men's piece.
The men's piece, it would, I've seen those videos.
But have you seen him in real life? There's somebody, I won't say who it is.
I think I know it's probably the same person. Really?
Unfucking clockable. So let me tell you what's going on. Oh, I hope he doesn't know. He's got bald, but he's got the hair around here.
Like a fryer.
Fade. So he does a fade.
And then
installs the piece, which is then clipped and faded into the fade, seamlessly, flawlessly, perfect color, human hair. He gets it reinstalled or retouched up every couple weeks. I was up all up in that motherfucker for like 2 hours. And when we left, I was like, you have a fucking wig on, don't you? No, I didn't clock it. I was like, I don't know, maybe somebody, I don't know how it came up, but I was like, oh my God, that's a piece. It was flawless.
Yeah.
Flawless. But
I've had people ask me if mine's real or not. And then, and then sometimes I want to, like, I wish it wasn't, so I could just do, like, go home and take off the lace and there's just three hairs.
No, no, no. You take it off and it's just a smaller version of that.
Russian doll, yeah. Just fooled him again, didn't I?
Like a darker brown.
Oh, yes. Just, well, okay.
This week
is National Coming Out Week. Did you know
coming
that?
Coming out of what?
Coming out in
coming,
general.
Oh, coming out of the closet.
Coming out of the closet.
As what?
As you, mama.
Are we doing gay and straight and bi anymore? I thought we were just being whatever.
I think that's what it is now. So you just come out as whatever.
So you come
I think
out,
that's what that is now. I think you just kind of come out as whatever. There used to be a time when you came out as gay.
Yes.
In your small town home.
Yeah, Mobile, Alabama.
And you muster up the courage to say to everyone, this is who I am.
And then you get the shit kicked out of you for 14 weeks straight.
And then you tell them in the eyes and they say, we knew.
Yes, and then you move to New York and then you get AIDS and die. Sorry, that was too dark. Sorry.
Your week was different than mine.
But it is
National Coming Out Week, and I have a question for you.
Yes.
What would 9-year-old Katya like to say to grown-up Katya?
Oh, there's
this is a picture of you as a child.
I would be like, girl, you're going to work. No, I would say, what would 9-year-old say? I was like, girl, don't do meth.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I'm like, just don't try it. Although if I did tell myself that, I would be sure to do it.
See, I feel like if my younger self was like, don't do meth, I would think that was math. And I've always been bad at math.
Well, me too. I mean, I would probably be like, oh, I know what I would say. I mean, to be kind of sincere. Mm-hmm. Nobody gives a shit about you. Mm. They're all wrapped up in their own mental drama to pay any attention to you. And this, like, has been illustrated many times, like, in when I went to, like, recovery groups or whatever, or just any kind of, like, yoga training where, like, we had to share in a circle. People are gripped with anxiety about, like, oh, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? So nobody's even fucking paying attention to what you actually, so when you open your mouth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I get that.
I'm so scared of what I'm going to say, and then I say it. Ain't nobody listening.
No one gives a shit.
So don't worry about it. So basically, like, everybody's so selfish that they're all wrapped up in their own shit. Don't worry about it.
But were you gay in high school?
I was gay since I was 3.
Yeah, I know that. But I mean, like, were you gay in high school? Were you out
goth.
In high school?
I was goth.
You were goth. So yes.
So I was goth. I was bi.
Goth, bi, high schooler.
I did gymnastics and then I started drinking blood during goth. And then...
In that order?
Yes.
Okay.
And then, I got plantar warts, which prevented me from doing gymnastics.
Plantar warts?
Plantar warts. Debilitating. Wait, especially for a gymnast.
Is it plantar warts?
On the soles of your feet?
Yeah.
I mean, I would have to use the, like, acid and then dig it out with a toenail clipper. I had craters in my fucking heels, like, that big.
I had those, too.
Horrible.
I had to go get surgery, and they, like, froze them off.
Yeah.
But it was, like, holes in your feet.
Mama, like... Potholes.
Yeah, like potholes, like L.A. streets.
Yeah, so I couldn't do any tumbling, so I turned goth, and then, I was bisexual, because that was the aspirational goth lifestyle. Like, we wanted to be androgynous, we wanted to fuck no matter who, but I knew, I knew. Yeah, then I put one foot out of the closet, and then I put the other one eventually when I was, like, 17.
God, it was a young baby.
Well, I was going to therapy because I was a depressed kid, and my mom was about to go meet my therapist, and she had told me, she's like, I'm not going to meet your parents unless they know you're fucking gay. So
you had to come out.
Yeah, I had to come out. But I knew it wasn't going to be an issue because my mom's brother was gay, so I told her, I was like, hey, as she was leaving, like, out the door to the therapist, I was like, hey, so, you know your brother, Al? You're gay? She's like, yeah. So, and that was it. Non-event.
Yeah, mine was, like, underwhelming, too.
Non-event, yeah.
Mine was, like, I went in and out several times. It was
in just, and out of what? The closet?
The hamburger. No, in and out of the closet, yeah. Because I grew up in Texas, so it was very, like...
Wait a minute, you went back in the
closet?
I
went back in, you're back like, out. Yeah. Yeah, because I got a lot of questioning, and I didn't like being questioned because I wasn't ready alone. I wasn't ready alone for myself to say it out loud, but then other people were like, oh, did you hear? Like, one summer it was like, did you hear about Justin? Like, it got to Stonehenge. There was like a travel abroad program. I'm not even lying.
Graffiti on Stonehenge. Justin Martindale is a fag.
Yes, someone sent like a Stonehenge postcard. It came back to like Texas from the travel abroad trip. And they were like, did you hear about Justin? I was like, go enjoy the Druids.
The pyramids of Giza, hieroglyphics
good
on the wall.
God.
That actually translates to Justin Martindale is a fag.
Yes. The Las Vegas sphere that just opened up. It's all across it. I was like, good God. Can I just have a moment?
Shit.
It was insane. And then I finally just went, you know what? I'm going to do it. I came out when I was like, to my parents, I came out when I was 21.
Okay.
And it was like, I remember the waiter was so hot at this restaurant and we were having margaritas. And I told my friends, I was like, this is how I'm going to come out. I'm going to come out over margaritas at Papacito's in Texas. And this waiter came over and he's like, hey, can I get you something to drink? And I was like, I'll have a margarita, daddy.
And like maybe just garnished with your fucking cum.
Yeah. Like, who needs a tahine rim? I don't need a tahine rim. Just do it right in front of my mom. And then she asked me, she goes, are you gay? And I said, yeah. And she goes, I knew it. And then did the whole thing with the straw, like to try to get it in her mouth. You know? She's like, yeah. She's like, I knew it.
Is she a big drunk?
No, she's not a big drunk. Okay. But she had a good time. She had a good time that day. But she was after that.
It is tough. Like, I mean, it's wonderful. You're grateful to have, like, no conflict. And because I knew it was never going to be an issue.
Yeah.
But it still sucks to be gay.
Now?
Yeah.
Why?
Well,
what are your thoughts on that? Why?
Well, because I can't have a baby.
Oh, I know. No, you're not valid.
Valid?
You have to be valid and have a baba. No, I don't want a baby. Do you want kids?
I want tons of kids.
You do?
No. I think it's there's a tough thing with, like, we kind of get sucked into the assimilating of in the straight kind of life course because I don't know if there's a lot of, like, great role models of in terms of, like, what is a, I don't know how to describe it. You know what I mean? It's like, straight people get married, they have kids, blah, 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 they retire, da, da, da.
Yeah.
We have a lot more options, but we also have a lot more options
to go to the dark side?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, if we don't have children, if we don't pursue family life, a lot of times it can just lead to, like, you know, pushing hedonism to the limit, or just like insane vanity, selfishness. I don't know. I don't know.
But I think that's everywhere, though.
That's probably fair. I mean, have you met parents, though? My God.
Who?
Parents don't have time for hedonism.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I feel like everyone kind of just does their own journey, whatever. I mean,
that's true.
But we're also like artists, and I love that.
Well, that's different because then it's like you have a purpose and a calling, and then your sexuality is like, it's not really, it doesn't really have to be the main feature of your identity.
Right.
I mean, mine's my legs.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
I was going to say those are some.
They're fucking
gams.
They're great. And these, my ankles are huge. There's really no taper from the knee to the heel.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't want to have you on to ankle shame you, but.
Oh, no, there's no shame in my ankle.
Okay,
I mean,
perfect.
They're just extremely sturdy. You think I've ever sprained an ankle? No.
You've never sprained an ankle?
With these sturdy, meaty cankles.
Have you ever broken a bone?
Just a finger. Ugh. On a trampoline.
It's like my biggest fear.
Breaking a
bone and TikTok hair. I can't do it.
Wait, what's TikTok hair?
Those TikTokers with their, like, curly hair. It freaks me the fuck out. You know what I'm talking about? They all have, like, the same haircut.
Wait.
And they all wear neutral clothes, and they have, like, big glasses, and they all dress the same. You know, like, the TikTokers, like, the young TikToker with the curly, like, ramen noodle hair that Justin Timberlake had in the 90s.
It's a beautiful head of hair and a lovely young gentleman.
Well, here's the deal. They're all getting perms, and they're not saying that they're perms, but they're perms.
I think a TikToker moved into my neighborhood recently.
Probably so. They're locusts.
That is, I mean, because it was swarmy. The party that they had, I was like, what the fuck is going on? 500 Escalades, SUVs, like yeah. all night long. I was like,
they're oh. like 17-year-old ballers. And you're like, what are you? Can I even say ballers anymore? Is that what it is? I went to Halloween Horror Nights over the weekend, and like just the youth of Universal Studios was just the young TikTok yeah. hair. Yeah. And I was like, this is scarier than any maze I've been in all night.
Well, I saw a guy standing up or walking down the street with his penis out, half erect, peeing.
Sorry about that.
And peeing a pretty heavy, continuous stream with no, I mean, I was like, that is pretty impressive. And it also kind of turned me on.
That was probably a, like, homeless person, was it not?
No, no, no. He was probably, like, the son of a billionaire.
Oh,
like,
he was just so much money, it just
was
pissing?
From, yeah, it was from, like, whoever, I think his, the TikTokers, like, probably had, like, a welcome to the,
that was the party? Yeah. The guy was just walking out, just peeing?
Yeah, 2 a.m, there was, like, people were, like, you know, cars, and then just droves and droves of, like, young kids who looked, like, very fashionable.
Yeah.
Holding his weenie.
Wow.
Pissing, like a fire hose. Not wow. a fire hose, a regular hose.
Sure.
And it was, he was just very, like.
Owned it.
I was like, good for you.
Good for you.
That's the body shame I think that I'm trying to get rid of from the Catholic upbringing.
Yeah, that's big piss energy. That is it.
That is not pee shy.
That is not pee shy.
He walks into the urinal and he just starts pissing in the sink.
God, yeah. I am like, must find a bush. Must, like.
If you go into the airport bathroom and you're surrounded, if you go to a urinal and there's, can you pee?
Yes, because I acknowledge it as a challenge.
Okay.
Like, if, like, there's people next to me and I'm like, don't even fucking know. You know, like, I'll... Look here, Gary from Oklahoma. How's your layover?
Horse stream, and it's like...
Yeah.
Psh,
yeah.
It
yeah.
splashes everywhere.
I've never really been pee shy, but, like...
I'm terribly pee shy, but I listen... If I put my cans on, like headphones...
Then you're just that kid.
What, the kid? I'm just that old geezer with, like, listening to fucking Russian pop while trying to, like, squeeze out some urine. Oh, it's, like,
Russian pop?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. How about this for the musicality of the Russian language, which it is not? Тикруглосуточно лучше.
Mm-hmm. That's no. a pop song?
It's a lyric from a pop song.
I only know the two twins.
Здесь их хлеба израильша. Это мой мир. Иличный бред, созданный без Малевича. Doesn't that sound horrible?
Yes.
Like Klingon.
It sounded, I mean, it had, I felt like it was a romantic language, but it also had the yeah. same poetry of like a fork in a garbage disposal.
Yeah, yeah,
on.
like a big, like a rusty sack of tools thrown down the stairs.
Just in time for Halloween. Okay, we talked about this earlier, but I'm officially in the Halloween season. Yeah. Do you have, like, favorite horror films?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Okay, what are your top three?
Well, I'll tell you what I did not.
What?
Like, the new Exorcist movie.
See? Oh, that breaks my heart.
Why?
Because I really wanted to like it. And the maze at Halloween Horror Nights was fantastic.
Okay.
It was great. Just two kidnapped girls coming back home with the devil in them?
Yeah.
I'm in!
Let Jesus fuck you.
Do they say that?
No. That was from the original.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, so many iconic lines.
Yeah,
like,
fuck me. Yeah.
Did you see what she did? Your cunting daughter? You know, it's like so great.
The cell was mine.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I love that one. I'm like, oh. It was scary. It was like ahead of its time. People freaked out in the theaters.
Oh, it was like the biggest, I think probably the biggest grossing movie of the 70s. It's just a total phenomenon.
She was nominated for an Oscar, I think.
Who? Linda Blair or Ellen Burstyn?
One of them was.
Yeah. Well, I think Linda
Blair sucks cock in hell.
Yeah.
I mean,
stick your cock up her ass, you worthless motherfucker. I mean, it was like.
That's a Russian pop song, by the way.
Yeah.
But you didn't like it.
No, it sucked. It was boring. It was horrible. It was like trying to do too many things at once. There were approximately three, like, fierce little tableau, but it was boo-boo.
Yeah.
Bring a book. It was bad.
Bring a book to The Exorcist.
Also, the same guy who did the Halloween reboots, which, in my opinion, horrible.
Oh, yeah. There's been a very, like, on horror films.
Well, why are you going to, like, I understand that people, like, studios want to have, like, recognizable IP, but, like, we don't choose another fucking franchise.
Yeah.
Halloween.
Yeah.
The guy with the mask who doesn't talk, who has no motive.
Who's done 55 films.
And like the character, Michael yeah. Myers.
Michael Myers.
What a fascinating person yeah. he is.
Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah. Anyways.
Do you have a top three favorite horror films?
Well, I recently saw Talk to Me. That one.
I haven't seen that one.
It gives full pussy.
Okay.
And then it serves you cunt.
I'm sorry, but if drag doesn't work out for you, you need to work for Rotten Tomatoes. Seriously. That is the only movie description I want, because I'd be like, I'm in.
The only thing cuntier than that movie's plot was its pussy.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I mean, it was an Australian movie, and it was, I saw it twice. Nightmares.
Really? Okay. I'll have to see it. Okay.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Okay,
you gotta go see it. Talk to me.
Yeah. The Nun, get out of here.
Marry
I don't care.
The Nun. Oh, the eat nun. My ass. Eat my ass, that stupid fucking nun.
Yeah.
Jump scares.
Yeah.
Cheap.
That's all it is.
Thrills.
Cheap. Sister Mary, eat my ass. That's all it was. It was not good.
There was a preview. It was like from the producers of The Nun. I was like, oh,
not
shit.
No. When it says the producers of The Nun,
that
just
is
don't
not,
even.
No.
Yeah. Okay. So I have to see that. My, I love It Follows. That was a good one.
Well, you will love
this one. Talk to me. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Similar vibe.
Perfect. I love The Strangers with Liv Tyler. Yes.
Oh, was that with Michael Pitt?
Who's Michael Pitt?
Is he one of the villains in it?
No, it's like the three people with the masks.
I think he is.
It might be them. Michael Pitt, but you never see their faces. It's the one where, like, the husband and the wife, and there's, like, the proposal gone wrong, and they have to stay in the house.
It's brutal.
And then the three people show up, and she's like, why are you doing this to us? And she's like, because you were home.
Yeah, it's brutal. The home invasion, it is.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's Scott Speedman.
Oh, he was Funny Games. That was Michael Pitt.
Oh, yeah. Funny Games was the lacrosse
home
players
invasions,
or whatever.
I do not fuck with that.
Yeah.
Because it's too scary.
It's too real.
I live alone.
Yeah.
I'm
it's
so vulnerable.
Too real. I know.
I'm always topless. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like.
And that bosom is out.
It's always wet, too.
Yeah,
like if I slip
bosom.
And fall. Oh,
no, please, not like this. Stop it, Johnny, no.
But there was, we watched for Netflix, it was a movie where there was the main character was a deaf woman, and the opening scene was.
Naked Attraction?
No. No, she was like making dinner in her kitchen, and her neighbor is running up to the glass door and getting butchered. And she's just like, boop, 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 boop. Because, of course, she has no peripheral vision.
Can't, yeah, none.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was tough.
Oh, I'm so here for it.
But I think Candyman.
Candyman.
One of my top five favorite horror movies of all time.
Why?
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
There's no jump scares.
Yeah.
There's no, all the... The scary action takes place during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And he never, she never screams. She's hypnotized by him.
Ooh.
And it's so, I mean, that movie fucked
it was terrifying.
Me up. He's like, Helen.
Yeah.
In the parking garage, like bright, like it was like noon.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be a scary setup. Terrifying. And he hypnotizes her. And actually, Virginia Madsen, on the set, was hypnotized for most of those scenes. And then she was like, I'm going crazy. I got to stop.
Yeah, I think she actually kind of did, didn't she?
Yeah. But she would cry. I mean,
method
she was just
acting.
Like, crazy. She was so fierce. That movie is fucking great. And the remake was...
it was okay. I loved OG Pet Sematary.
Rachel. Come on, Doc.
Yeah.
We've got... Victor Zelda. Pasco?
Yes.
Rachel!
Never get out of bed again! Oh, my
Victor
God.
Victor Pasco, nightmares
yes.
probably for 12 years.
Yep.
Come on, Doc. I'm like, this
so good.
Oh, so fucking scary.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like horror. So and I definitely scary. Will have to check out Talk to Me.
You got to do Talk to Me.
Here's one that totally I did not catch at all. It's called What Lies Beneath.
With Michelle Pfeiffer and Harrison
yes.
Ford and Amber Valletta.
Yes, it's just a haunted Club Monaco. Like, it's all it is. All it is just this white woman in cashmere running around being like, am I insane? And it's like, yes, bitch, you are.
I don't know about that. I mean, that is on par with, like, Diabolique. Have you seen Diabolique?
Oh, God.
It's Sharon Stone, Isabella Gianni, and Chaz Palminteri.
Yes, I think I saw that, like, way long time ago.
It's a remake of a French, like, horror thriller that was far superior because they bungle the ending so badly, but it's I don't know, it's kind of it's kind of
all right
weird.
Well, let's get into some stories. Here we go. We could talk all day,
yeah,
but it is National Coming Out Week, and Brian Austin Green from 90210 just got candid about raising an openly gay child.
Oh no,
when will they learn?
Groomer
this
I'm
was Groomer has it.
Groomer has it. A gay child.
Adele's hot new single, Groomer Has It, live.
That's fierce.
Weekends with Adele will never be the same.
Wait, have you seen her Vegas show?
No. Oh,
okay.
Great. I just want to get drunk with Adele.
I want to see Gaga's Vegas show.
I mean, that's if you want to come out, that's where you do it.
Totally.
But
totally.
Brian Austin Green from 90210 recently went on Frosted Tips with Lance Bass, said that, you know, he realized it's not different at all. You just get your choice of a partner. It doesn't affect me at all who his son.
Well, of course it affects him because he showers with him and then he gets a boner and then he tries to feel it.
No, that's different. I think that's 90210 homo. That's what that is.
You know, David Silver, mm-hmm. the character he played.
Ian Ziering? Yeah. Oh, no. Brian Silver is
the name of Trixie's boyfriend.
Yes.
Isn't that funny?
That is. No, yeah, wild. That is true. Yeah.
Only in Hollywood.
What if that was him? But, yeah. Here's the thing. I love how Brian Austin Green is like, I don't have a problem having a gay son. Meanwhile, dad was on Dancing with the Stars. You did ballroom on television.
Yeah.
Relax. So.
Oh, it's like, who cares?
Who cares?
Like front page news. Yeah.
Yeah. He goes, he's so lucky to be in your family because there are so many kids that don't get that. Lance Bass said, and Brian Austin Green says, it's been fascinating. It's been a challenge just because, honestly, my son being gay, it was unknown for me. I think a lot of people are afraid of the unknown, whereas I'm not. To me, it's intriguing, and I want to learn about it.
That is so deep. But guess what? You don't have to worry about pregnancy.
Yeah. But also,
pregnancy.
Do we have a picture of his son? So he's the one on the left.
Oh, smoke show. He's going to get fucking loaded up. Oh, sorry. How old is he?
Exactly. I said the same.
He's going to. Not tonight.
Not tonight, mama.
Down the road.
But I said the same thing. I was like, how old is he?
Sons.
Guess.
I would say he's about 17.
21.
All right. Load him up at full fun.
Fist. Yep.
Yeah. If he lives in West Hollywood, he's definitely have a foot up his ass.
My God.
God damn.
It's insane, but I was like, oh, good for him. Good for him.
Are you sex positive? Me, not so much.
Me?
Yeah.
Am I sex positive mm-hmm. about like whatever anyone wants to do? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you not?
Not really.
How so?
Well, I've recently discovered that I'm kind of a puritanical.
Me too. Puritans?
I mean,
you have sex in pilgrim clothes?
It's always got to do with it's Mayflower something.
Same.
Yeah. No. I aspire, theoretically, I agree, and I, like, subscribe to, you know, polyamorous, whatever, non-monogamy. But at the end of the day, I think I'm a fucking, like, jealous, monogamous, pilgrim person. And I don't see it changing anytime
soon. I don't either. I'm just very, like... And then, you know what I hate is when people get mad at me for being monogamous. They're just like, you guys aren't, like, open? You're not just, like, going out and... I'm like, no!
I don't walk out of, like... I don't walk out of the house with a giant hole cut in my khakis.
But the guy leaving the party the other night did.
Thank you.
Yeah. God, maybe we are just old-fashioned.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
It's wisdom.
I saw Goody Katya with the devil. Well, speaking of...
1,000 pounds
yes,
sister.
These are allies. These are the people. This woman came out. Tammy Slayton, who is on the show, 1,000 Pound Sisters, came out as pansexual. And she says, love is love.
Pangea sexual.
Yes. This woman, Tammy, she was in a restaurant, shocker, with Jerry.
That fat shaming, great.
With her sister, Amy. Mm-hmm. She hesitated when she went to go tell him in this exclusive clip from this past episode of 1,000 Pound Life. She reassured that he could tell her anything, and she came out and said she is pansexual. Love is love. I would date anybody, whether they're transgender, straight, or gay. Good for her.
You know, the funny thing is, I think the average idiot would probably would probably be like, well, she should take whatever she can get. But you know what? I bet she gets more pussy than I do.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not agreeing that that's right, but yes,
I'm
agreeing.
You know what I mean, though?
Yeah. Like, the internet's wild.
Mama.
They are going to, people are, her DMs are
she's
flooded.
She's got a line around the block. Meanwhile, flooded. I'm knitting on a Friday night alone. Yeah. So, good for her. Good for her.
I'm making homemade candles from the Civil War.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, I brought you a gift.
You brought me a gift? Oh, save it for afterwards. I'll add it to my clubhouse shelf, which is now,
oh, I think
we
you,
have real plants
I
now.
Think you would, I think it would fit very nicely in there.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. See, allies. But I want to open up this world to you. We've heard of this. This is the animal kingdom of gays. A lot of people have been asking, like, oh, what's the difference between a bear and a wolf?
Oh, sure, sure. I'm actually unclear about this.
Me too. Okay. So here's the wild animal kingdom. First of all, you have a silver fox.
That is, so that is your Anderson Cooper's.
Anderson Cooper.
Your George Clooney's.
George Clooney.
Your Rupert Murdoch's. Just
you're
kidding.
Really good at this.
Just kidding. Not Rupert.
No, not Rupert Murdoch at all. It's like, wait a minute.
You're the guy from
Hugh
Mad
Jackman.
Men. The guy from Mad Men.
John Hamm.
Not him, the other guy.
Oh,
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, the boss.
John Slattery.
Yes, yes, yes.
Who else? Sleepy Joe.
Joe Biden.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Joe Biden would be a silver fox.
Calista Gingrich.
Ooh.
Silver.
Yes.
So what's the, or Newt, I suppose.
Newt Gingrich. Would you say Calista Gingrich?
She's more of a silver fox than Newt.
Oh, Newt Gingrich.
He's like a silver toad, I suppose.
That's a silver toad. Yeah. Yeah. But this is the classic, you know, salt and pepper, older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over 50 gray, hot, distinguished.
Yeah. Yeah, then you have your fox, which is not to be confused with the silver fox. This is a...
is this a ginger?
Oh, according to TikTok, because we get our news from there, twinks are foxes now. So RIP the twink?
Okay, you know what? I accept that because I hate the word twink.
Why?
Because it sounds like twinky. Mm-hmm. And I know that when Queer as Folk, the American version was on, they introduced that term as twinky.
Mm.
And I was like... bleh.
Yeah, twink is so. I always thought of it as like a Twinkie, like the
it's
dessert.
Yeah,
like twink. Cream
and
filled.
Twonk. Eat.
I'll take fox.
Just how about young man?
A fox.
Yeah, young fellow.
It sounds like a lad, right? With like a neckerchief. Like, hello, young fox.
A foal.
Oh yeah.
A fawn.
A fawn.
Fawn.
Gazelle.
Mm. Yeah.
So yeah, this is a fox. Perfect. Okay. So RIP, the twink era is over. Apparently, so we have a bear.
Bear. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this is like John
beefy,
Goodman.
Now, where you say I say beefy hairy.
What? I didn't even put those two together.
Are you out of your mind?
Wait. Oh wait. Wait. Bear.
Bear is beefy plus hairy. Wait, are you joking?
No, I just thought it was like a person who looked like a bear. Like berry, like it's a berry person, a beefy, hairy person. I thought that's where this whole animal
you're
kingdom
taking
came
the piss
from.
Out of me.
Is Noah's Ark a lie?
You're going to tell me that the Bible is in fact, no.
I didn't even know. I didn't even put that
together. You're taking the piss out of me. You're taking the piss out of me.
Well, good. It's that guy at your party.
Okay. They exude masculinity.
Honestly,
that
I had,
is not
I
true.
I had no idea that that was beefy, hairy. Get I know what a bear is.
Well, I know we know what a bear is, but you, get out of here.
I had no idea.
You're full of
never
shit.
Never put those two together. Look at the, look in my eyes.
You ever been to bears in space?
Yeah, but I just assumed it
Did
was.
You have glaucoma?
Do you or someone you know suffer from glaucoma?
Abilify.
I had no... Yeah, but this is like a bear. It's like your John Goodman. Who else is a bear?
No, no, no.
Celebrity
Bob
bear.
Hoskins.
R.A.P. Did he die? He did die. But yeah, bear. Like that.
James Gandolfini.
Ooh, yeah.
Dead.
Mm-hmm. Dead too. There's a lot of dead bears in Hollywood. A
lot of dead bears. Who else?
Chris Farley.
If Robin Williams had gained 50 pounds...
All of these dead bears. Just dead bears.
I know.
We have a cub who is a younger, large hairy guys in their teens and 20s who are on their way to becoming a bear.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Like a Trixie's husband. He's a cub, right? Oh, no.
I mean, I wouldn't say teens and 20s.
I'm not judging teens on there.
Squarely in his 30s. Yeah. Late 30s. So, yeah, no, I wouldn't say that.
Meerkat.
No.
Now we're talking.
No.
Now
no.
We
What's
are
next?
Talking.
What's next?
Hakuna Matata, bitch.
Mary, what's next? I mean, come on.
What is it? It's an anxious, sassy gay who's always looking around at everyone else instead of paying attention to conversations.
What do we do? Bengal tigers next? I mean, what is the... No. No.
Chicken slash twunk.
Well, chicken is typically, that's like a pejorative female.
A bird. And women are birds.
Chicken head.
Hen.
Yeah,
hen parties.
Yeah. Bird. Hate
yeah.
it.
Okay, so twunk is a more muscular twink. Think Justin Bieber.
No, Mary. He's a lesbo. He's a diesel dagger dyke. He's mm-hmm. doing the dyke march. He's right up front. He's on a hog with Katie Lang.
Yes, shopping for shoes with Rachel Maddow. Yes.
Thank you.
Flats.
Thank you.
Flats.
He's at the fucking Eagle with his girlfriend.
Yep.
Who is?
Yeah. No, we could go on for days. Otters are often trim with their chest hair and manscape their bodies, but always leave at least some hair.
Well, otters I thought was skinny and hairy.
Skinny hairy. I'm not that.
Yeah.
I wish I was. I have like 3 chest hairs. That's it.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Well, thank you. But yeah.
You can always just get a piece.
Like a merkin, like a chest merkin?
Abraham Lincoln beard. You just glue it. Yeah.
A wolf have a lean, muscular build and are sexually aggressive.
I mean, I'm like a mangy wolf. Coyote. Oh, I'm a coyote.
You are a coyote. Am I a giraffe? What's a giraffe?
Tall guy.
I'm a giraffe.
This is so creative.
Oh, no. What is it? What's the definition of a giraffe? An incredibly tall gay man.
Who gives birth standing up.
I do.
Yeah. Pushes out the loads in the bathhouse.
Well, that's the whole reason. That's the whole reason I got a bidet. Thanks, Tushy.
Do you love it?
Love it.
Do you do?
I can't imagine my life without it. I can't even believe
even
I lived the way
paper?
I did.
Do you even use toilet paper anymore?
No.
You just your shirt to dry
I
up your
literally
butt.
Take one piece off and just go,
And then you go,
and it catches on fire and dissipates. And my wish comes true, usually. Yeah. How do you think you got here?
By shitty toilet paper.
Yep, that was.
On Valentine's Day 1929, a group of gangsters was massacred in a cold Chicago garage. The crime shook the country. And even though investigators had only just started looking for answers, everyone was sure they already knew who was behind the crime. Al Capone. Hi, I'm Jeremy Schwartz, host of the new true crime history podcast, American Criminal. We take you inside the minds of some of our most notorious felons and outlaws, exploring the dark side to the American dream. In our latest season, a child of Italian immigrants sets out to make good on the promises of that dream. But Al Capone's path to success doesn't take him down the straight and narrow. Instead, he transforms himself from a smarter-than-your-average thug into the most infamous criminal America has ever known. Listen to American Criminal Al Capone wherever you get your podcasts. Or to get early ad-free access to the entire season first, plus hundreds of other ad-free history podcast episodes, subscribe at intohistory.com.
That's it. So it is coming out week, and we have to talk about this because
Palm Springs,
we have questions. Complain about the proposed AIDS memorial
Mama.
As an anus statue. I know. I know. And this is why you're the perfect guest to have on this week.
Because I have questions. In Palm Springs, that should be, you should be able to walk through that.
I think you can. Yeah.
Cow pussy. Like, that is, you can, that's a very modest little opening.
Oh, you know some, like, woman from Denver is drunk like, and just passed out in there on her trip.
It should be like an armature with like, flexible fabric that's all kind of billowing.
Mm.
And then, you know what I mean?
Like jellyfish lace.
Yes, the city
of Palm Springs has agreed to revise a proposed AIDS memorial sculpture after the locals complained that the original design looked like an anus. The 9-foot limestone sculpture proposed for a downtown park was designed by Philip K. Smith III. Okay, relax. It looks like a donut with ridges on it. The opening at the center is at eye level and allows a view through. It offers the viewers a sense of connection, of hope, a view beyond what is directly in front of you.
Yeah, and as you jump through it, there's a spray
mm-hmm.
That smells like shit.
Like a car wash.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's weird is when you walk by it, Nicole Kidman looks directly into camera and says, prolapse feels good in a place like this.
Damn. Art is so corny.
It is.
It's so corny. Sculpture's so corny.
Palm Springs art is corny.
Oh, my God. I went to the MoCA, Museum of Contemporary Art in Los Angeles. They had a Richard Serra piece that it was like this giant, huge, fucking stupid thing. And I read the description and I was like, oh, my God. That's the story. That's it. I don't have any other further clarification.
But, I mean, look at it. It also is
It's also ugly. Ugly.
It looks like a portal slash like a sand dollar.
Bad donut. It looks like a 3D rendering of a donut done in about 20 minutes.
But what is, like, what? What is this AIDS? Is the AIDS?
I think it's like a Stargate, you know, like, you know, the...
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like some portal.
Portal to another world where we weren't ravaged by AIDS.
Ugh.
Where all gay people were like, you know...
I never thought in a million years that I would look at something and go, it's not giving AIDS.
I mean, they should... Have you seen the In the Band Played On, the movie?
Which one is AIDS. That? It's yes, AIDS. I know.
Yeah,
I...
Matthew Modine, Lily Tomlin...
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. That's a sad one.
Super
well, yeah,
sad.
Yeah. I mean, there's not like a yay. You know.
Oh, there's plenty of great movies about, fun movies about AIDS.
Like what?
I'm just kidding.
Okay. VeggieTales.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor.
That's Scottish.
Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God. Well, she Taylor just came Swift. Out with, not AIDS, she just came out with Rules. I talked about this last week on the podcast because Taylor Swift and Beyonce are both releasing their concerts in the theaters.
Mama, loved all my love and congratulations on her success because she is really killing it.
Mm-hmm. What?
I shall not be seated for that show.
Yeah, no.
Beyonce, I will go. I cannot wait to see that.
She's releasing the visual album that we've all been bitching and moaning about.
Is she really?
Yeah.
As with the...
With the visuals of the for the album, for Renaissance.
With the movie.
Yes.
Oh, what a diva.
Yeah, so that's what it is. But I looked this up because I was like, this is going to change movie theaters forever. How are you supposed to sit down and watch it? No, you're going to have a whole bunch of people just like, screaming, panic room, haunted maze. Yeah, and I can't.
Did you see Madonna's movie?
Truth or Dare?
No. The I went to a screening of Madam X, the recorded version.
I had no idea that she released it in theaters.
She did. I don't know if it got a wide release.
Probably not.
No, but it was, let's just say people were not jumping up and down.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like, but like a Taylor Swift one. Like Madonna, you're just going to like make sure she's okay, you know? Yeah. But this one, here are the rules. If you're going to go see the Eras Tour in movie theaters.
Oh, here we go. 2 hours and 45 minutes, I shall be staying home.
I mean, thank you. Taylor Swift, attire and friendship bracelets are strongly encouraged.
What?
Yeah, you can pass out bracelets.
Friendship bracelets?
Yeah, that's like her thing. Masks, except for standard face masks, used explicitly for health and safety reasons, are not permitted. We encourage dancing and singing. I'm out. Yeah. I am out. That's the whole reason I was out from the concert in real life. But please do not dance on our seats or block other guests from viewing, safely walking or exiting the auditorium. Feel free to take selfies and group photos, but you may not record the concert film on our big screen. Have the best time, but please be respectful. Okay. The approximate runtime is 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Mary, no. It's too much.
10 to 15 extra minutes for pre-show and trailers before the concert film starts. Outside food and drinks are not allowed.
What?
Yeah,
trailers for what?
Tickets are non-refundable. This concert film experience is excluded from A-list reservations. Go fuck yourself, AMC. I'm an A-list priority member.
Oh, I used to be, not anymore.
I loved it.
I didn't.
I love it. No passes, exchange tickets, or discount tickets may be used. No.
Fuck it.
I'm not seeing this.
I will see the Beyonce one, though. I'm pumped to see that
But see, I call this, people are going to be like, there will be recorded fights.
You think so?
Mark my words.
About what? About what?
Just because. People are insane.
Yeah, that's true.
People are fighting over everything now.
I mean, I do like how they...
There was a fight in the Barbie movie. Remember that one woman got her, like, neck snapped back? Because she got, like, Barbie!
Like, I mean, but I like the fact that Taylor and Beyonce seem to have half of the world each by the cojones.
Yes.
That's pretty impressive.
It is pretty sick. Yeah. And, I don't know. I just...
Not a lot of room for Madonna. I don't know what she's going to do.
What do you think? What do you think she's going to do?
I don't know if she's going to do it.
I know. Has she? She hasn't announced like when. Well, she said what next year the concert's coming back.
It's happening.
But like, I know.
You know.
I know. Well, you know. We wish her well.
Of course we do.
Yeah. So Fashion Week was in Paris, and we're going to play a game called It's Giving. Okay. This is Paris Fashion Week. This is something that we will be seeing in the streets of our modern day world. This first look,
it's chic.
What is it? What is it saying to you?
It says like, I like seeing things, but also like,
it's giving Blinky from Pac-Man.
It's giving like, wow. And giving like, and you know,
it's giving,
like, I mean, it's giving joke, jokey. It's like, who is this? Vetements? Who is this?
I honestly have no idea what collection this is from.
Ugh, it's probably some senior project if somebody's doing meth.
Yeah, and everyone's like, this is it. Yeah. This is the future.
You know, it's so funny. I saw a video of the front row of the fashion show of Anne de Muehlmeester. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. And it was literally just a bunch of people going like this.
Just sad.
No, not sad. Like,
Pouty,
greasy, like the definition of hipsters. And down the line, they just look like,
yeah, we don't even so want to fierce. Be here.
Fashion is so serious.
It is serious. Yeah. Here we have this look. This is giving.
Flipper.
It's giving Lisa Frank Folder in
that
fifth grade.
That is sucks.
You want to hear what's crazy?
It's like a shitty version of Bjork Swan dress.
Yeah, but this is actually a real baby porpoise.
Thank God. What did they do? Just glitter it?
Yeah, they let it dry out on the shore.
Oh my God, it's still alive. Halfway down the runway, it starts.
And they just smother it in glue and then throw rhinestones on it.
Are you joking?
Like joking. Drag Race season 15.
You're joking.
No.
This you are joking.
It's a real dolphin.
Good for her.
It's not a real dolphin.
It's I bet this is Comme des Garçons. Who is this?
Probably.
We don't know. We don't have the.
We don't have the intel? No. These are just the looks.
Well, how are we supposed to drag them?
Well, we just don't because we don't want to draw attention.
I love this. This is like, you know, you bloated on your period.
This is truck
shit
nuts.
Your pants. Also contraband, smuggling. You know.
Do you know what I'm talking about when I say truck nuts? You know, like those big F-150 trucks and they put the nuts on the back of them? You've never seen those?
No.
You've never seen a truck nut?
I've seen the naked ladies on the mud flaps.
No, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, look. When you put...
Oh, I hate that. Oh, I hate that.
You've never seen...
I hate that.
You've never seen truck nuts?
No, and I went to a show the other night where I saw this guy who had this, like, ball, like, fake ball sack hanging out of his, like, open fly, and I was like, you should be in jail.
He had a fake? How do you know it was fake?
Well, it was clearly fake, but it was, like, it was so...
Why?
It was just such bad taste.
Why would you do that? No, look at this.
I hate that.
Isn't it awful? That's a lot of... the South does that a lot.
I would lean out my passengers. I would shoot those balls.
That'd be a good game show. Shoot those balls.
Truck nuts?
Truck nuts, yeah.
Yeah, that's giving. It's a little truck nutty.
Like a rock.
It's like Violet Beauregard does truck nuts.
Yes. Yeah. Nailed it.
Oh, love. Okay, okay, clothes. Mm-hmm. Are these clothes? I guess that's... Oh, Jesus
this
Christ.
Is giving haunted grandfather clock in the hallway of the mansion.
Yeah.
This is giving, Emily, please return home.
It's giving, like, shitty escape room.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, I don't know what it's giving. It's giving, like,
It's giving time's up.
You know, the designer was like, I was really interested in the concept of, like, time and, like, clocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Finally, something that we can wear to work.
This is giving veggie stick nightmare.
Oh my God. Celery with no dip. Yeah. Yeah. All water. It's
giving.
No, not a lot of calories at all.
Celery with no dip.
It's
a lot. Could you imagine if you were walking down the street and that was coming towards you?
Well, I mean, of course, this is not, you know, but it's not prêt-à-porter or ready to wear, as they say. This is the cookie couture stuff.
You watch. This will be like flying out of a Supreme store.
Those big red stupid boots. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I saw one of those at Crossroads.
We go great with this outfit.
Do you know Crossroads, like the clothing consignment store? I went in there to drop off a whole bunch of like jackets.
They had some there?
They had them in a the glass.
How much?
I don't know. I didn't look. But they were the big like red clown shoes.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about It Is Halloween. John Waters.
Love.
Yes, I know. Love. You have a story with him. He has a exhibition.
The Pope of Trash, right?
Yes.
I haven't seen it because I wasn't invited.
You have to be invited to go?
Well, I was, all my friends were at the premiere and I said, isn't that fun?
I never get invited to premieres.
I never get invited to anything.
Yeah, it's like, sorry. And it's always like the same seven people. I'm like, do you guys have jobs?
Yeah.
So he is like a...
pervert.
Well, I was going to say filmmaker.
Yes.
He has an exhibit at the Academy of Museum of Motion Pictures. It's called John Waters, Pope of Trash, first of its kind tribute and the biggest retrospective of Waters' work to date, running until August of 2024. It features over 400 artifacts related to a 60-year career spanning film, television, literature, and art.
I have not seen every single one of his films.
I haven't either.
But I've seen most.
Yeah. Well, he just got a star on the Walk of Fame.
Oh, that's
like a week or two
good
ago.
For him. Good
I know.
For him.
Didn't he? Wasn't he on your season?
He judged
the shit out of you.
He loved me on season 7. We did like a whole John Waters inspired challenge. Me and Kennedy had female trouble.
Ginger
with the cha-cha heels.
Yeah.
Was that female trouble? No. That was Ginger had
the little baby with the poop.
Pink Flamingos,
yeah.
The Edie,
yeah.
The Egg Lady.
Yeah.
And then, and then Violet in Fame and Pearl had that fucking awful shit song. Like, poo!
It was horrible.
They got a raw deal.
Yeah.
That was a really fun challenge. I love Polyester, the movie. It's like, because I think it's PG or PG-13. And it's like, it is so twisted. But it's not gross. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many interesting characters, like the Baltimore foot stomper, and then the girl who, like, dances on the lunch table for a quarter.
Oh, yeah.
She's just, like, out of control.
I love John Waters, and I remember being in Provincetown one year and just seeing him on his bicycle.
Yeah,
and just being like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I think my favorite... I love Crybaby.
Oh, Crybaby is so great. Again, I love his... PG stuff.
Yeah,
I think he really like Hairspray,
Crybaby,
Polyester, Serial Mom.
Yeah, Serial Mom. That's a good one.
I love his mainstream stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never gonna watch Pink Flamingos again. Never gonna watch
because
that again.
Because it's just so much.
I think I feel like I see it. You've seen it, and you. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah,
you've done it.
I don't know how many times I want to see somebody.
That's how I was
chicken.
With The Last Temptation of Christ.
Is that with
Henry? Whatever
Jim
his name
Caviezel?
Is. Jim Caviezel. Yeah, I was like, I did it.
You don't. Oh, God. I mean, that's the only way I can really get off these days.
Well, to each their own.
That is so... That movie is crazy.
Yeah.
The Mel Gibson one.
Yeah.
It's torture porn.
Yeah. And everyone's like, ha, ha, ha.
And all these Catholics at the movie theater on Christmas Day, like...
Well, get ready because Christmas is right around the corner.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Cher. Mariah Carey is furious at Cher over a rival pop star's Christmas album. Cher is releasing her Christmas album.
I've seen the cover art. I don't think Mariah Carey has anything to worry about.
What do you mean?
Well, let's just say...
The bitch is thawing. She is thawing.
Who's thawing?
Mariah.
What do you mean thawing?
She's thawing out. It's October. She's like melting as we speak. And getting ready for November 1st because we can't fucking wait till actual Christmas to listen to her damn song.
I mean, listen, she's unchallenged in the Christmas department. You think Cher is going to dethrone Mariah? Oh, please.
You haven't seen the last of me. Like,
I mean, listen, all due respect, Cher, legend, lover. Oh, my God. I love her so much. I love her as an actress more than I love her as a singer. But Mariah owns Christmas.
She doesn't own shit.
You hate Mariah.
I don't hate Mariah.
It sounds like you do.
I don't. I love competition.
So you
and
hate
Cher...
black women. So when did that start? When did your hatred of women of color really come into full bloom?
What's the name of Cher's Christmas song? It's like, DJ, play me a Christmas tune. It's something. It's like, it's the weirdest.
Much creativity as RuPaul.
Oh.
Like, jingle bells.
But Mariah dances
bells,
like
whoa.
RuPaul.
You mean doesn't at
right.
all. Yeah.
Mariah's just.
But I saw a clip of Mariah on Ellen with the, like she was demoing her perfume and she was, Ellen was like almost skeeting in her pants.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, you can put it here. And Ellen was just like,
Ellen was like, yeah.
It was fierce. She's very hot.
Mariah. She's beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
And I love Mariah, but I'm like, I don't know. I'm ready for a Cher Mariah Diva Christmas off.
Why is it women against women? Why do you have to pit them together?
Like, I'm not pitting them together. But I do want one of them to die.
It's not that there's a competition. It's just that one has to die.
One has to die. It's Christmas Hunger Games.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, get the fucking cornucopia horn. Like,
well, as long as they jump off a cliff like on Midsommar.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Like the old, the married couple.
Yeah.
That's a great movie too.
A steel Christmas tree they get just impaled on.
Yeah.
Work.
That's what I want. I want like, what was that MTV show where the claymation celebrity.
Celebrity Deathmatch.
Celebrity Deathmatch.
Yeah.
Like Christmas Cher, Christmas Mariah.
But not Clay. Human.
Human.
Yeah.
I mean, Clay. Get out of here. Well, Divas Assemble, we're getting a first look at Lifetime's original Christmas movie, Ladies of the 80s Christmas movie.
Gee whiz.
Starring Lonnie Anderson, Morgan Fairchild, Linda Gray, Donna Mills, and Nicolette Sheridan in a new holiday movie.
Love.
Right?
Half of those ladies.
Right? Half of those ladies I thought were dead.
Lonnie Anderson. I have several pictures of her in my phone.
She's the best.
Yeah, as inspo, like lingerie, soft focus, big hair.
Mm-hmm.
Nicolette Sheridan, lovely gal. Who else is it?
Morgan Fairchild.
Oh, Eternal.
The eternal beauty. She is stunning.
Linda Gray and Donna Mills, I'm not so familiar with.
Linda Gray, I don't know. Oh, she's from Dallas. And Donna Mills, I never got into Knott's Landing either, but I know who she is.
Yeah.
But yes, this is, and it's all women who, the synopsis of it, it's all women who used to work on a soap opera together.
Mm. Bunch of old white women wearing wigs.
Yes.
That's what I've seen.
God, there's nothing better than an old white woman wearing a wig.
Well, I'm so, before I started doing drag, I had no idea that people wore wigs.
I didn't know Bear was beefy and hairy.
There you go.
This is coming out week for both of us.
It's true, though. I just never assumed that, like, people wore wigs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You thought it was their real hair.
Yeah, I just assumed. I didn't know. Now it's like a whole new world.
Yeah. Okay, we got time for a couple more stories. This is a woman who celebrated her 100th birthday at Hooters, and it is not Lonnie Anderson.
Did she get, I hope every one of those girls just sat on her face and just blew, queefed in her mouth. And then fucking both holes, bitch. Let her have it.
She's 100. She's not going nowhere.
Hello.
Yeah.
She's seen it all.
I want to know why. So she's a retired army nurse. Her name is Edie Cohn. They've been celebrating her birthday at Hooters for almost 2 decades. I'm just seeing Fortune Feimster in the future.
Is she a DYKE? Is that what's going on?
Let's find out. She celebrated her 100th birthday with dinner at Hooters on Tuesday in Boca Raton, and the team wanted to make her a centennial special. So they all gathered her on the floor and
They squatted. They took off their little poom-poom shorts, squatted over her face, and then let it rip from both holes until she was splattered with pussy juice and a little bit of you know what. Sorry.
Not you know what.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to say it. That's disgusting.
Well, she made a shirt.
That said,
Hooters 80s 100th, hooting along since 1923.
Thank you.
The waitresses also took photos with Edie, much to her delight.
I think they're leaving out some details.
They are leaving out some details. Her daughter, Candy, says her mother is the most caring person she knows. But we want to know, is mom a les?
Is mom a les, and is she getting queefed on by the girls at Hooters? Yeah. Sorry, I don't know. That's too gross.
Well, here's a guy. Old people are really having a moment.
Ooh, I can relate to this.
Have you seen The Golden Bachelor yet?
No, but they were talking about it at my brother's house, and he's hot. I'd fuck him.
Well, that's what's so funny, because the billboards across town say he's sexy. He's hot, he's sexy, he's 73.
Mama, 73, that man is 54.
That's That's what I thought, too.
Well, it looks 54 from the
billboard. And then on another billboard, which my friends do not believe me exists, and I swear to God, I saw this. I'm not making it up. It said, say hello to America's grandzaddy. And I said, not grandzaddy.
No. Granddaddy.
No, grandzaddy.
No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
It's dark-sided.
Sexy septuagenarian.
That doesn't really roll off the
tongue. Sizzling septuagenarian.
Septuagenarian.
Sensual septuagenarian. Not Zaddy. Zaddy is...
Grand Zaddy.
You know what Zaddy reminds me of?
What?
Adam Levine. Are you friends with him? I'm sorry.
I was having a great day. I was having a great day, and then the words Adam Levine...
I hate it, God. I hate that guy. Thank you. I hate that guy.
Oh. Okay. But... I want to see it. It sounds great. However, this is what I want. If we're going to do Golden Bachelor, we need Golden Bachelor in Paradise. I'm talking women in white linen, reading a book, going to bed at 7 in a fantasy suite.
How about I'm a Golden Bachelor, naked and afraid. Get me out of here. Survivor, uh-huh. Naked, Golden Bachelor.
Old people on an island,
naked,
afraid.
Naked and afraid, and also trying to...
Bone.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Like, because Bachelor in Paradise, they're like, let's have another pina colada. And they're all like, ah.
Or the amazing golden naked bachelor race.
Yes. Old people running around the country naked.
Dropping like flies.
Yeah.
Dropping like flies.
We're onto something. Okay. What writer's strike? So this man from Florida, stay with us, is 77. He recently got sent to jail, I guess, because he planned to sell misbranded erectile dysfunction drugs to a retirement community, the feds say, because I guess the feds are involved. So,
what are these drugs he's doing here?
Yeah, so
I'm very well versed in this
erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, no, I mean, I have friends.
Got it. Yeah. Yes. So this man, Reginald Odell Kinser of the Villages, an age restricted community, could face time behind bars after federal prosecutors say he obtained over $1,800 in erectile dysfunction drugs without a prescription from a licensed physician.
Oh, for
who
Christ.
Gives a shit?
$1,800. Yeah.
That's how much it costs to go to Halloween Horror Nights.
Thank you.
Okay. So, United States Attorney Roger B. Hanberg announces that Reginald Odell Kinser has been charged by information with receipt of misbranded drugs in interstate commerce.
Oh, when you cross state lines.
Well, where else was he supposed to go? He went to Mexico, clearly, and got some boner pills.
Okay, fair point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If convicted, he faces up to 1 year in federal prison. Girl, he is 77. Let the man live.
He's the Golden Bachelor, and he should not go to jail.
Yeah, no. Look at him. Look at that smile. Look at Peepaw with his hard cock.
I thought it was going to be Trimix. Do you know about the penis pump?
What about it?
So in terms of the rec- like the, you know, you go Viagra, Cialis, whatever. Then you go Trimix. Then you go to the penile implant with the pump.
No.
Yeah. It's like, it's the pump in the scrotum. You pump it up. Boop, 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 boop.
So it looks like Paris Fashion Week. You look like truck nuts.
Yeah, truck nuts.
Jesus.
But it inflates and it's fierce.
So we had Snovitra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Villitra. Mm-hmm. Are these Ariel's sisters from The Little Mermaid? Yes.
These are actually the Wicked Stepsisters.
Got it.
Tadalafil, that's Cialis. Uh-huh. Sildenafil's Viagra.
Uh-huh.
And then the other ones, I don't know.
Tadalafil,
that's Cialis.
Okay. Yeah. I would not be a good pharmacist.
Oh, I love pharmacy.
Yeah, clearly. You're like rolling off the tongue here. You're like, oh, yeah, Kamini, Sidelfonic, Oral Jelly. What?
I also love the name of drugs. They sound always like...
Like a person?
Zyprexa.
I know.
You know, like, yeah, like a girl from the, you know.
I always love drug commercials where they're like, it's just a woman in a field and she's like living. And then it's like, side effects may include vomiting, death, blindness, being a clown.
Skin sloughing off your body.
Yeah. Lice, herpes, vaginal explosion.
It's
the Villages is Florida's largest retirement community. And there is a myth that it is the STD capital of the U.S.
But all retirement communities are like that. What else have they got going on? Checkers, bingo, and fucking. Yeah. And then no pregnancy. And using condoms. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So they're just getting panty crickets and like...
raw dogged. What would you do?
I know.
You would just try to fuck all the time. You take loads all day. It's ass up, door open. You're on sniffies, you know? And you're just like, no load refused. And you watch Housewives, you're bent over. You just see, you know? Sorry.
I feel like, seen.
Yeah. Isn't it kind of, I mean, I'm like a Puritan. The sniffy right. thing is really, it's an adjustment for me.
What, the?
It's just like the, I would love to take 30 loads from anonymous. I, you know what? I don't want to judge it. I don't want to judge it. I don't
to each
it.
Their own.
Yeah.
Let everyone live.
Yeah.
But this.
But let this Golden Bachelor live too.
Well, I know, but I'm like, do we have to like start a GoFundMe to like make sure he doesn't go to like prison for a year?
No. He's going to die soon. Anyways.
Oh.
I think we should start a GoFundMe to get fucking health care to have all this shit be free.
Right. I know. Really, but also like. What is he's like a it's like this is like old person Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
He got out of jail to go get the boner pills for his community.
He's Robin Hood.
Robin Hood.
Or like Patch Adams.
Snatch Adams. Robin Forskin.
Snatch Madams.
Yeah. Well, is that all we have? It is all we have.
Oh,
Katya,
my God. I'm gonna cry.
Thank you so much for being here. Please tell everyone where they can find you. I mean, they know you, but you have a tour going on right now.
My phone number is 323-326. You can find me online.
Mm-hmm.
www. Oh, no, my website's down.
Linktree.
Mm. No, if you go to...
I love a Linktree.
At the thingy. Katya, K-A-T-Y-A _ZAMO, and that's all you need to know.
Katya Zamo.
Yeah.
And find you on tour with Trixie.
Absolutely. We're going different places.
Yeah, you're going to where, Atlanta coming up?
Oh, absolutely.
You don't even know.
We're going to Atlanta, we're going to other, you know, different cities, metropolitan cities, and doing our great stuff.
Yeah.
And it's really fun.
And listen to and Bald and Beautiful. I did Bald and Beautiful with Trixie, and your fans... were not happy. They were like, this isn't Katya. And I was like, what?
Whatever. That's a whole nother conversation. But I also want to encourage everybody to believe in God.
Yes. Well, thank you guys so much. Make sure to rate, review, listen to wherever you get your podcasts. Join my Facebook group, which is so fun. Just Say with Justin Martindale. And
but I want to give you your present on air.
Oh, please do.
Stay there. I'll be right back. It's a candle.
Don't even.
If you don't like the scent, don't tell me.
I'm already in.
Don't tell me if you don't like it. Just pretend that you like it.
No, I will. I have a candle cabinet.
Mary, I'm deep.
This is really nice of you. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's really pretty, and I love them so much.
This is the lid. Oh, God.
Yeah. It smells so strong. Isn't it nice?
This smells like... It smells like home. It smells like a gay
Ambergris.
Bar after it's closed.
Like the eagle, the floor of the eagle at 3 a.m.
Like Foo Bar. Do you remember Foo Bar? Were you around here for Foo Bar?
Is it still?
It's gone.
Home.
It smells like Foo Bar, like...
So cum, sweat, piss, shit.
Blood. Yeah, you really get my vibe. This is wonderful. You like Thank it. You.
You're welcome.
All right, well, we'll see you next time on the Just Saying podcast.
Yeah. I'll Venmo you.